Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What's going on in the world? We have Category 5 hurricanes that are just ripping, destroying islands and coming up on the lands with enough water coming in Houston to be able to literally bury the whole city. It looks like in water up in Louisiana. We have another one, Maria, going in over Puerto Rico again after Hurricane Irma, after Hurricane Harvey. We have earthquakes at the same time taking place in Mexico. I mean, these are like signs of the times. We're trying to make sense of it. But first, I want you to brace yourself, but I also want you to see this. This is live footage from the earthquakes in Mexico and see what's taking place as just right after it happened. So you'll pray, but also see, you know, we want to answer the question, what's going on? Let's go there now.
Porfa, amigos, ayúdenme a difundir, güey. TexSM, güey, por favor, güey, ayúdenme a difundir. Por favor, güey, ayúdenme a difundir.
Se acaba de caer el puente hace unos minutos. Por poco y me toca.
Ana Pau, ven. ¿Cómo te vas? Ana Pau va a estar...
No,
tranquila, no pasa nada.
¿Qué pedo con esto, güey?
No pasa nada.
¿Qué pedo con esto, güey?
No pasa nada.
No mames. Doris, hazte para acá.
Hazte para acá, Doris.
No mames, güey. ¿Qué pedo con esto, güey?
Tranquilo, no pasa nada.
¡No mames! Thank you.
No mames, Tania, güey. No mames, Tania. Ay, maestro, Dios mío. Dios, no mames. No, ah. No mames, Tania. Padre, padre nuestro, ¿qué estás haciendo? Dios mío. Ay, no mames, no mames, no mames, güey. Güey, no mames, qué pedo, güey. No mames.
This is a tragedy. We have to pray for those that are going through this devastation of these two major earthquakes so far in Mexico. The whole earth is shaking right now. Do you know the Lord says, or the Word of God says in the book of Isaiah, that He shakes the earth to teach us righteousness. It's like, you know, it's like the earth is crying out and just saying, you know, that we have to all get right. Every one of us need to get right before God. This is happening everywhere. As a matter of fact, I want to show you what's taking place. Since January in 2017, floods and earthquakes are taking place all over the earth. As a matter of fact, let's take a look.
Okay, people, let's go through this. Italy, Pakistan, Peru, Malaysia, Philippines, Texas, Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, Indonesia, Thailand, South Africa. Guys, this is everything that's happened in January. Now let's quickly look at February. Kentfield, New Orleans, Indonesia, California, Malaga, Mozambique, South Africa, Morocco, and Colombia.
It's tragedy. This is taking place in the earth everywhere. When you think about that scripture, you think, God, what do you want us to do? Lord, what do you want us to do? What do you want us to, how do you want us to respond? You know, the whole earth is being shaken right now. And as a matter of fact, the Lord just spoke to me, you know, right before Hurricane Harvey hit America. He showed me the streets were flooding, and flooding is coming to the earth, and you just can't get away from it. And it's like, what do we do? I mean, it was literally the waters were up to here in the vision the Lord gave me, and you couldn't even get through. It was like you saw in the different countries that were taking place. And it's like, we need to respond to this. You know, after we get back from this break, we're going to go and listen to Perry Stone. God showed him very specifically some reasons. We're going to hear Rick Joyner talking about how we are moving quickly into these end times. We are in this moment. You need to make sure in this program that you think about it, that you need to get ready. This is really happening. This is not a movie. This is the earth shaking. You need to make sure that you're right and your loved ones are right to be able to go with the Lord when He returns. Because you just, I mean, we are right in this particular moment. Nobody, no man knows the day or the hour, but many people right now are losing their lives across the world because of disaster. First, I want to encourage you. The things the Lord is showing us is that this is preceding revival and great awakening. It just takes a lot of things to. God says, in the book of Isaiah, He shakes the earth to teach its inhabitants, which would be us, righteousness. And we all need to check ourselves.
Oh, yes.
Everybody, nobody. Oh, yes. This is.
And I think what's happening across the country and across the world is that people are really, their hearts are being touched. There's a lot of compassion and outpouring.
Yes.
You see all across social media, people are asking to pray, they're partnering, and they're believing God. And it's turning the focus on the victims and back to the Lord.
Yeah, and I want to encourage you too to begin to take prayer serious. Begin to pray for yourself, your family, your community. Pray for the world. Pray for the saints. And begin to connect compassionately. No matter what your mind thinks, understand that your heart understands that you'll pray. God will hear your prayers. He'll respond to your prayers. And He's waiting for us to. And prayer is like, this is what, God, talk to God.
Talk to Him.
That's what we're saying.
That's it.
Prayer, religiously, you can think about, you know, that it's, you know, whatever, you know. But this is specifically about talking to God. So if you talk to everybody, your doctor, your lawyer, your attorney, the police, and everybody, and you never talk to God, and He is the answer. He's the answer. And he says, if you'll do that, if you'll draw near to Him, He'll draw near to you. So I want to encourage you, you know, to pray and begin to pray for these victims and realize that, you know, that that can happen to us tomorrow. And so are we going to be found on the side of compassion if it was? And I like this one particular thing that happened because people in Florida went to go help people out in Texas when Hurricane Harvey hit. Well, they had trucks coming from Texas to go to Florida with flags. The Florida flag was flying on these trucks, but there were trucks from Texas, and they said, you helped us out, we're here to help you out. God loves that stuff when we help each other out.
The world's paying attention. King Abdullah of Jordan just told President Donald Trump that he saw the compassion of the American people. The world saw the compassion, and it touched them all the way in Jordan. So the world's taking note.
They saw the true pictures of America versus the fake media that's been going on. Listen, Perry Stone was on the Jim Baker Show talking about the vision, the dream that God gave him, and showed him specifically about these visions, these tsunamis coming from the east and the west. But understand, he was kind of hesitant to share it because God showed him so much, and I totally understand. That's some things I'm not sharing right now because if I shared them, you know, Lord, I need to. But once God told him about the Twin Towers. God told him about President Trump. And he's like, I'm just going to share everything. As a matter of fact, this is him sharing right now about the tsunamis coming to America, all the way to the mountains on the East Coast. This is Perry Stone with Jim Baker.
I was right outside of Charleston, South Carolina, and in this vision, I was in a duplex. And there was a woman taking pictures at the bottom. It was very beautiful. I could see the city, real clean, nice city, clear day. And I looked over to the right, and I saw a bridge, and the bridge had a big interstate sign that said Charleston. And I knew, well, I'm near Charleston, South Carolina. It must be across the bridge. Well, I didn't know there were bridges connecting there. I had no idea because I never preached in Charleston. And all of a sudden, I saw a dark cloud forming. I said, oh, my goodness, there's trouble coming. And the lady's out taking pictures, and I'm trying to hit the window saying, get to safety, get to safety. Turn back, and I'm at the bridge. I see two things at once. I see the Twin Towers ghosted come up out of the water, the Twin Towers. So immediately I'm thinking, okay, is this going to be a terrorist attack? Are they going to be able to do what I'm about to see through a terrorist attack? And I can't answer that. I think military men could answer that better than I could because I really can't answer what I'm about to tell you. Is it natural or is it made by an explosion underwater? I don't know. I saw a tsunami. I have never seen waves. I'm trying to see in the building if I could see.
Yeah.
Probably up to the top of that arch at least. I do know this, it hit the bridge. And when it hit the bridge, it was with such force. And I don't know if they put explosives under the bridge, but it was like a combination. That whole bridge collapsed. And it was so high, it was coming right into those duplexes to the second story.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember grabbing, and in every one of these, Jim, and I'm being as serious as I can be, in every one of these, there's been at least 10. I'll tell you three of them. I'm always grabbing water and food. One home I'm in was in Baltimore, Maryland, and I said, oh, my Lord. They said, well, all of a sudden there's water in the streets, and it's getting higher. I said, you've had a tsunami. It was Chesapeake Bay area. And we're running upstairs, and I said, grab every snack you can and bottle of water and go upstairs right now and fill your bathtub and sink up with water because it's drinkable. So I'm telling people to hit fill your sink up, fill your bathtub up, make sure you've got water, because it's going to be, if that happens, the water gets bad. You know, you don't have good water to drink. Then I saw one on the West Coast, and just the other night, and I'm going to go ahead and name these individuals because they're close friends and they trust, they have confidence in what I say, that this is not flaky. The tsunami dreams happened every 2 to 3 weeks for over a year. And by now I'm about to go crazy. I'm thinking, God, what is this about? I mean, there's a shaking coming from the East Coast and water's coming that way, but there's something on the West Coast, water's coming that way. And when it does, I mean, the last one I had about California, I saw it coming in so high that we were in cars trying to get up to the mountains. Now, this is how real it was. And we went up, I don't even know where we were. We were in Orange County somewhere, but we got up a mountain. Mm-hmm. And I got out of the car. And the next thing I know, I'm in a woman's house. And she happens to know my ministry from TV. She sees me outside and she says, "Are you Perry Stone?" She says, "Oh my God, come in here and look at the news." And she was able to get satellite, I guess. And I saw the Fox News Network with helicopters on the news. And they're saying water is everywhere. Buildings are underwater. There are bodies floating already. This was horrible, Jim. And in the dream, my wife was with me. We do go to California and preach, by the way. I pray before I go there on those trips. I mean, really, after having this, you don't know, you know? But in every dream, and some of them were visions, it's the same thing. The water comes into the area very heavy, and I'm always screaming at people, get water and food and get to the top. Go to the highest place you can go with water and food. Now, see, some people, I know you have food supplies and they're in barrels. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you don't know. You've never heard me say this. Nobody on TV has ever heard me say this. None of my partners have ever heard me say this. But in my dreams, I see food in containers that can float. The reason I don't like to name places is because I'll get 500 phone calls. What should I do? Should I? No, you should listen to God.
That's right.
This is where you have to learn to hear and pray. God don't want everybody just moving all over the country,
right?
Because tsunamis have come
tsunamis
and people have survived.
Aren't coming.
They're definitely coming.
They're coming.
I can put my hand on this book and tell you, I used to see things and I wouldn't talk about it. I would tell a few people enough to know. I'd say, now, here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. And it would happen. They said, Perry, mm-hmm. why didn't you tell other people?
Yes.
So now that things have happened, like the 9/11.
Yes.
The Orwick thing, that the death of Bin Laden, you know, 2.5 years, God tells me Bush is going to be president. Now that this is happening, I'm a little bit more bold to say, okay, I know when I keep seeing it that I'm not crazy.
I know when I keep seeing it that I'm not crazy. That's so important. As a matter of fact, that's why we launched VFN TV and radio 5 years
that's
ago,
right.
was we could not keep this to ourselves, because the Word of God says that if you don't tell what I've told you to share with others, then if something does happen, if they do die in the earthquake, if they do die in the flood, if they do die, then their blood's on your hands.
Right.
And so now we're reaching 196 countries, 7 territories, with a deep passion of what Perry Stone's saying. Listen, you got to get ready. This ultimate thing is not nesting and making some perfect white picket fence here on earth. It's eternity. If you don't know God, you need to make him the Lord of your life. Jesus loves you. You know, if they want to do away with us, it's just, you see, just it wouldn't take nothing to destroy man. But so I want to encourage you to take this serious and realize this is not the movies. This is the real deal. And you know, fake media out there, they're telling you everything but that. Their argument is so shallow and about different things going on. Don't pay attention to that. They're literally, anchors are falling as we speak. God specifically said that anchors are falling out of their seat, and he's going to raise up prophetic answers, anchors, that you're hearing things like this to be able to know what to do before it happens. That's the thing about it. You know, this is what the world's news does. It lets you know things after they happen. It's a historical event. But what God says, he lets you know before it happens so you can pray that it doesn't happen, if you can at least prepare.
That's right.
And one way to do that, we talk about that very specifically, about, you know, 90 days of preparation. You need 90 days. And we'll talk more about that when we get back from the break. We're also going to hear specifically about our economy. Nobody's talking about the debt. Nobody's talking about this $20 trillion debt. Did you know that you're paying every year $2,000 a year right now on this debt with low interest? It's so interest, low interest rate. They're about to raise the interest rate. It could be $6,000 to $7,000 a year just coming out of your pocket just to pay for the national debt. Interest on the national debt. You combine all this stuff with the economic crisis. I mean, you got to know Jesus. These are very enlightened days.
Serious days.
Of shaking and and realize that these, we have to be in prayer for all the citizens of the earth. The President Donald Trump speaking to the United Nations. Thank God for a strong leader at a time that the whole world is shaking.
It's mercy right now.
Yeah, the King of Jordan was just so appreciative. Other leaders are appreciative. It's just so good to have. And everybody realizes a strong America is very important. But understand this. If America has tsunamis coming from the east, tsunamis coming from the west, and we're not even paying attention to our deficit of $20 trillion.
$10 trillion.
It was $10 trillion before our last president got in, right around there, and he doubled it during an 8-year period of $20 trillion. And now, with just the interest alone, it's costing you, according to Brian Riddle, you know, it's costing with the Manhattan Institute that it's costing you and me $2,000 a year with a low nothing interest rate.
Yeah, almost zero.
Understand, they raise that interest rate, literally the economy, in addition to why everything else is shaking, because you just automatically assume your electricity is going to work. Yeah, but it's hard. Even when your power goes out, you still walk over there and flip a switch on. But guess what? When your money goes out, you still walk to the ATM. So something inside of you doesn't click. But if we click this side of it, we'll realize, wait a minute, let's pray now that this doesn't happen.
That's right.
But let's go listen to Brian Riddle as he's talking to Bill O'Reilly on BillO'Reilly.com. He's from the Manhattan Institute, but he's talking about we got to pay attention to the debt. They're about to raise the interest rate, and it's going to shake everything.
Let's bring in Brian Riddle, and he is a genius at the Manhattan Institute. So you're going to, look, I got to walk through this in a way that the folks understand, Brian, why this is an important story, okay? Number one, people ignore it because it doesn't immediately impact them, correct?
They don't feel it and notice it. They're paying for it, but they don't notice it.
How are they paying for it?
Right now, on average, $2,000 a year of the average household taxes go to paying interest on the national debt.
All right. So our money is given to the federal government, who then gives it to people in China or people all over the place, including the United States, which buy bonds issued by the USA, and they get interest to fund our debt, correct?
Correct, at a cost of about $2,000 per household per year in taxes.
Okay, so people say, all right, look, I pay a lot of taxes, the roads, the military, and now the national debt. What's the big deal? Why should I be upset?
First, because it's going to go up. Right now, interest rates are low. Basically, we're getting teaser rates. But if interest rates normalize, by the end of the decade, it's going to cost you about $5,000. And if interest rates even go up to, say, 1990s levels, which we don't remember being that bad, it's going to cost you $8,000 in taxes. The teaser rates are going to end. You're going to have higher debt and higher interest rates, which means that that cost for a family could triple or quadruple.
Okay, but still the family doesn't feel it because the money gets sent to the federal government, the IRS. So the family says, all right, I'm paying $8,000, but you know, you're going to take the same amount from me anyway, and it would go somewhere else. So then how do you convince Americans that they should pay attention to this?
Well, eventually they're going to get their taxes raised because of this, because right now we're paying the interest by borrowing even more money.
Okay.
But by the end of the decade, the deficit's going to be well back into the trillions, and that's when we'll start to see the actual tax increases to pay the interest.
All right, so the deficit is the yearly expenditure by the U.S. government that they can't cover. They don't have enough money to cover what they're spending every year. That's the deficit. And the debt is the total deficit over the years mounting up. Okay, so let's say it's 2020, 3 years from now, all right? And Trump, he's cutting taxes now, but you're saying if he's reelected that he's going to have to raise taxes, that's going to be mandatory, he's going to have to do that?
Eventually, something has to give. Depending on what happens to interest rates, the deficit is headed steeply high over the next 10 years. And you're going to get to the point where the government is running deficits well into the trillions of dollars. The choice at that point will be to deeply cut spending, including Social Security and Medicare, which you and I probably both agree is not likely, or to cover the money in taxes. And so that's when you'll feel it.
Why can't they cut in other places? Entitlements, foreign aid, even the military. Why couldn't they cut back expenditures in those areas? Black Panther money. I mean, you know, maybe we don't send $100,000 to the Black Panthers research team. right?
Well, there's a lot of waste in the budget, but nearly all of the increased spending right now is going to Social Security, health care, and interest.
Okay.
Defense spending is already being cut deeply. The domestic spending is already being cut deeply. About 85% of all new spending over the next 10 years will go to Social Security, health care, and interest on the debt.
But people have paid into Social Security. They've paid that. That's their money they're getting back.
They're going to get back a lot more than they paid in. In fact, on Medicare, the average family will get back three times what they paid in. So you have costs that are escalating. Something's got to give.
Okay. So what's going to give is that they're going to say if you earn $500,000 a year, you're not going to get any Social Security. That's what's going to have to happen. It's going to have to be tiered down where the affluent American doesn't get Social Security. Medicare, I don't think they can mess with over a certain age. I can't possibly see that being supported. They can raise the age limit, which I think they'll have to do. But I think there'd be a revolt, a rebellion in this country if you started to, if people say, look, I paid into these things, and you better give me what, I understand your point that you get more than you paid in. But they can't abolish them altogether for anybody, can they?
No, they can means test it, as you suggested.
Right.
I think they're going to head in that direction.
Right.
But on Medicare is a lot bigger problem than Social Security. It's a lot bigger deficits in that program. And so taking it off the table to any degree just means we're going to have to raise taxes more.
Yeah, I can't see anybody voting for a politician who says, look, I'm going to cut back your Medicare. That's not going to happen. All right, do you see the debt, as my last question, at $20 trillion plus? Is this a scandal? Or have we Americans allowed politicians to ruin the country?
We've allowed politicians to give us, to let us believe we can get government for free. You know, for years we cut taxes, you increase spending, and we just don't pay for it. We don't worry about it. And so I think the politicians are being irresponsible to the next generation, but so are the voters, because let's face it, we want free things from the government. And in a campaign, the politician who promises you free things will always defeat the politician who tells you that we have to pay for it.
Not always, but the Democratic Party certainly runs on that. There are some fiscal conservatives that get elected in certain districts. All right, Brian, we appreciate your time very much. Thank you. It's very interesting.
That's so important to understand. So we have earthquakes, we have hurricanes, we're having floods. Tsunamis are going to be coming, according to what the Lord's showing Perry Stone. I saw the floods myself right before Hurricane Harvey. The Lord showed me a night vision where I'm literally in the flood. There was nowhere to go. This thing was coming.
We've both seen things happening to our economy.
Oh, yeah.
That's very, very serious.
Yes.
And so we really need to be prayerful, and we really need to pray that the president moves the embassy from,
The Israeli embassy needs to be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
That opens financial blessings on America. I'm sure that Prime Minister Bibi and him are working out the strategies about when to do that. But that's such a pray that thing gets moved. When that gets moved, American's embassy moves to the capital of Israel, which is Jerusalem. That'll release financial blessings. If that doesn't happen,
this is what's in store.
Yeah, this is what's in store for us. So, you know, if you got a phone call, you got a friend, you got a senator, encourage, the president to quickly move it. Because Bibi might be thinking strategically and understand.
Right.
But it's like, hey, it's the Capitol. We're moving
in. It's time to
do it.
Set
a tent up. Let's just move it over here. And that's just so important to be able to do that. And then great provisions come. This is a year of breakthrough. We're seeing just huge, the money doesn't just all of a sudden come from nowhere. It gets transferred. Which means when God wants to bless someone, somebody has something that he's going to transfer from their hands yours. It's a currency. It just moves in and out. More gold doesn't appear. It just goes from that company to this company. It's called, currency.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're seeing things shaking up. And God said, this is a breakthrough year. He's going to bless his church for the kingdom, for the last time of harvest, And so get ready for that. Don't be overtaken by all these things that you're seeing. But understand that it takes this to shift. All these monies I talked about recently, about all the monies that, you have people that earned it over the years, did the hard work, and then they passed on and they gave it to their children who are not as invested as them. So you have these children trying to just give money away with all these weird, I mean, there's, you know, I don't want to quote this one person, but you listen, you know, they're throwing money at some of the most stupidest things in the world because their worldview is so different. They don't have a biblical worldview. They have a secular worldview, and it's just throwing it into fire. But the time is coming. The Lord just showed me very specifically this week that there's people right now that are, they want to invest in the kingdom. They want to do the good things that God will want done, but that many people don't have the character and the integrity, and he's looking for a in-between person, an in-between business or ministry that said, I'm willing to be that conduit to be able to grant out resources to like get their integrity built up. I'm telling you, God is shifting. I'm telling you. You know, they'll never want again the things that God's going to be doing again. So it's very powerful things that the Lord is preparing. But this is, you know, understand this. The ultimate provision is the streets of heaven are paved with gold. The gates are pearls. You know, you're looking at, you know, everything is wonderful. And, you know, you can have everything in this world and not have anything, gain the whole world and lose your soul. Mm. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet gone to meetmyfather.org, you got to meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. We shared a little bit of our testimony there, how we met the Lord, and you can find out a little bit about us, how much we need Jesus. What is going on with these earthquakes and Category 5 hurricanes and these floods taking place? And God's telling us more floods are coming in the east and the west, and things are shaking. We're literally every average household is paying $2,000 a year on low interest on the national debt. Mm. And it's about to go up, and you're looking at great spending, you're looking at these disasters are going to raise that up. Everybody, we're going to have to pay for this. The government doesn't make money. We actually send money to the government. And so we need to be praying right now. Lord, stop these disasters. We're going to serve you. Okay, this is Rick Joyner with Jim Bakers. He's talking about why he believes that in the biblical calendar, while we're moving into the last days. Is this a sign of the last days? Let's go there now.
You've done some math in this book that is quite fascinating, the timing and why you believe we're living in the last days.
Well, you know, I really didn't do the math. I got a lot of it from the early church fathers.
Yes.
And all. But you know, it's clear in some of their writings. The early church fathers were the direct disciples of the first disciples of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And many of them, like, you know, Irenaeus was, I think, John's disciple who talked to him about the revelation. And he wrote about the revelation. Polycarp wrote the most, I think, on it, on John's revelation and what all these things mean when they're coming. It's amazingly different from what most people preach today. They were getting it right from John. And but, you know, you can add up the genealogies in Scripture and find that from the time of Adam until today, there's been about 6,000 years. There's one period in the Judges that's a little ambiguous, so you have to give or take 100 years, but we've been on earth since Adam about 6,000 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's six prophetic days. Peter said, a day with the Lord is 1,000 years.
Yes. Right.
And they really understood this. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, some of those writings of the early church fathers, they would be clear about there will be 6,000 years until the end of this age. Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath, which is the seventh prophetic day. He wasn't talking about being the Lord of one day of the week. He was talking about the millennial day, the millennial 1,000-year period in which Jesus will come to earth himself to rule. And so we are, according to the timelines given in Scripture, somewhere near the end of the sixth day. And if you look at the first 7 days of creation, prophetically, you see parallels during each 1,000-year period of man's history that you could see a metaphor for that in the days of creation. It's an amazing thing. But what happened at the end of the sixth day? God created man in his image, and I believe it's going to be at the end of the sixth day. By the way, when they in the New Testament said, we're living in the last days, they were talking about the last days of the prophetic week. They weren't talking about saying we're at the end of the age now. They were saying, we're in the last days of this prophetic week. They knew it was about 2,000 years. Some of them even clearly wrote it of the early church fathers about the timing. But I believe as man was created at the end of the sixth day, mm-hmm. you're going to see the new creation man come forth at the end of the sixth prophetic day. I believe we're going to see the body of Christ become all that it was called to be, to walk in all the authority and power it's called to walk in, being the new creation, which greatly transcends the old creation. We're not just trying to get back to what Adam had. No, we've been given an opportunity to go for something far beyond that, that Jesus came to show us how to live.
You know? That is so exciting.
Yeah.
So the Sabbath day then is the seventh day.
And it's also, that is the period that Peter called the period of the restoration of all things.
Ooh.
That's when we see Isaiah 11, the wolf and the lamb lying down and children playing with cobras. He's going to restore the earth to the paradise it was originally created to be. But this is what a lot of people don't understand. It's going to take 1,000 years to do that. There's a mentality that as soon as the day of the Lord comes, as soon as the Lord comes, everybody's perfect. It didn't happen that way to us, did it?
No.
That's not the way it does it. It's going to take 1,000 years to fully restore. But at the end of that 1,000 years, and you see all of this in Scripture, in the biblical prophecies, mm-hmm. at the end of that, the earth is fully restored. And that's when I believe God the Father says he's coming to earth to live on earth among men. Now, many are going to be resurrected as people on the earth. We're running the race for a better resurrection, where we can be resurrected to the divine nature and the, you know, the realm like Jesus. And that's what this whole age is about. The Lord training for reigning, those who are going to rule and reign with him in the age to come, but also be members of his own household. Mm-hmm. And that's the race that we're running right now, to be that.
The first 8 verses of Matthew 24, the Bible calls it the birth pains. So, are we there, would you say?
I think we've been there for over 500 years.
Mm.
That birth pangs come upon a woman, they may begin suddenly, but they become more intense and more frequent as you get closer to the birth. I believe the Reformation during the time from John Huss, Luther, Calvin, this was the beginning of the birth pangs. Then you have about 250 years from the original Reformationists to the next great spiritual, what I think, contraction, which was the time of the evangelists, Zinzendorf, Wesley, Whitfield, the first great awakening in America. But then you have about, it's not that long, less than a century, and the next great awakening, worldwide revivals. Now we're down to decades, maybe even down. I mean, we're obviously getting closer to the birth, and the contractions are getting more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting close to the birth, I believe, of the age and also of the body of Christ as what she is called to be revealed as.
I want to encourage you. You need to be prepared. You need to be prepared to go through something.
Mm.
Well, you look at I heard one particular lady quoted with a Hurricane Irma. They asked her, how is things going? She says, well, the power's out, the internet's out, we're living like a beast. And it was only like a day or two. You need to be prepared. One way to think about this is 90 days of preparation. 90 days of preparation. As a matter of fact, we're going to make available to you at vfntv.com, you know, the details on this, but you need to be prepared. It's like being in an airplane. And they tell you to put the oxygen mask on yourself first. Mm. So that you can help someone else. If you don't put the oxygen mask on yourself first, you're going to pass out and you can't help your child, you can't help other passengers. It's not being selfish. You're actually understanding if you can actually survive, then you can help other people. But instantly the shelves empty out. I mean, if you haven't been through a hurricane or earthquake, I mean, all the food's instantly gone. Trucks aren't moving because that's where food comes from. They don't have some big, huge storage bin anymore. They actually first in, first out.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as that stuff shows up there, because of technology, they don't have to stock it up. So you need to think about 90 days. One way to really think about it, instead of just getting regular food, think about getting something like this food that now they can freeze dry it and it lasts for 25 years. It's in packages that actually, you know, if it does need to float, like Perry Stone's talking about, it needs to be water protected or in these buckets. Just think about that. I mean, think how peaceful you'll be during a time like that. You need some water, you're gonna need some food, you need some basic necessities, and just hold on and realize it's gonna take a time to reboot. It's gonna take to get things back in again. And the Lord specifically showed us some very big things. You can go to prophecies on VFNTV.com under the torch. We have prophecies before October 2016 and after it. Those are all pertinent prophecies. We just didn't know what was going to carry over, but it looks like a lot of the things God told us is still going to happen. I want to pray with you. I want to encourage you. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I thank you right now for each and every one that's watching. I pray that you would encourage them. There would be no fear, but wisdom, and they would prepare. You said a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it. A foolish man keeps going and suffers for it. Lord, I just speak prudent preparation over every single one that's there, Father God. They'd be thinking about how I need to prepare, not just for myself, but for my children and for my other community, God. And I just pray right now specifically, Lord, for the victims of these hurricanes, the victims of these floods, and the victims of these earthquakes, God, that you would send resources, God, that you would encourage them, and those that lost loved ones, you would comfort them, Father. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion in America, God, that you would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.